From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting two fatal attacks in the Syrian capital. A suicide bomber detonated his explosive vest inside the main judicial building in the Syrian capital Wednesday, killing at least 30 people and wounding many others. The official news agency Sana said another suicide explosion struck a restaurant in the Rabwad district of Damascus, leading to an unidentified number of casualties. Bombing inside the Justice Palace, located near the famous and crowded Hamadeh Market in Damascus, was the latest in a spate of deadly explosions and suicide attacks targeting government-controlled areas in Syria and its capital. It came as Syrians marked the sixth anniversary of the country's bitter civil war, which has killed more than 400,000 people and displaced millions of others. The European Union, meanwhile, has unveiled a plan to support the reconstruction of war-torn Syria on the eve of that sixth anniversary of the first protest against President Bashar al-Assad's government. The EU Foreign Affairs Chief Federica Mogherini on March 14th released proposals ranging from demining to organizing elections. Speaking ahead of a Syria conference in Brussels scheduled for April 5th, she said she hopes peace talks in Kazakhstan combined with the EU's initiative could spark meetings between Syria's political parties in Geneva under the UN.
This will involve Syria, but also the rest of the region. I believe, and we are seeing, that there is some common ground that can be found with the international players, with the regional actors, that can facilitate this process.
Mogherini said the EU was ready to spring into action once a genuine political transition from Assad's rule was underway. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has begun a three-nation trip in Japan as he seeks to reassure allies and discuss ways to counter nuclear and missile threats from North Korea. His schedule includes meetings Thursday with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and Foreign Minister Fumio Kishida. He goes Friday to South Korea for talks with Acting President Wang Kyo-an and Foreign Minister Yun Byung-se, but is not scheduled to meet with any opposition figures in the country that's holding elections for a new leader in May. Japan and South Korea, which host U.S. troops and are already within range of North Korean missiles, support U.S. efforts to increase diplomatic and economic pressure on Pyongyang. The final leg of Tillerson's trip is in China, where his chief executive is meeting with President Xi Jinping to lay the groundwork for a summit between Xi and U.S. President Donald Trump, expected to take place in early April in Florida. The Dutch Prime Minister, Mark Rutte, says his country's parliamentary elections can show the world that what he calls the wrong sort of populism can be stopped. Rutte and firebrand anti-Islam populist Geert Wilders have been in the media spotlight in the closing days of campaigning as many look to the Netherlands' vote for a sign of the progress of populism ahead of elections elsewhere in Europe. Rutte told reporters the Dutch voters' choice was clear.
There's now a choice between changing course, going in a totally different direction, or a policy of no experiments, of making a success out of the successful policies of the last 4 years, and in a way that everybody can now sense and feel in their personal lives that things are going so much better, and to keep this country safe and stable.
Keen to mobilize as many voters for his party as possible, Rutte repeated a warning that he has been making in recent days that despite his party's lead in most polls, the Netherlands could wake up Thursday morning and discover that Wilders is leading the biggest party. President Trump faces a day of legal reckoning Wednesday on the fate of his revised travel ban, with three federal courts from Maryland to Hawaii mulling the measure on the eve of its implementation. Several states, along with refugee assistance programs and rights groups, have brought suits over the Republican leader's executive order, a revamped version of the order he issued on January 27th, which was suspended by the federal courts. Ruling on the three hearings in the states of Washington, Hawaii, and Maryland could be issued as early as later in this day. Trump's new measure, scheduled to take effect Thursday, bars all refugees from entering the U.S. for 120 days and halts the granting of new visas for travelers from six mostly Muslim nations.
That's the latest world news from VOA.